I was in a debate today, and the proposition that we debated was that this House believes that universities should ban ChatGPT supported theses writing. The debate was held between two Toastmasters clubs. The debate was online, and I was on the opposition side. I opposed the motion, and there were two of us on the opposition side. There were three people on the other side, and the reason there were two people on our side was that one of the people was unable to come at short notice. It was a terrifically good experience because in order to participate in the debate, I had to do some research. And the research I did was all done via ChatGPT. Yes, I asked GPT to tell me why universities should ban the use of artificial intelligence. I decided that really the debate ought to be about artificial intelligence rather than ChatGPT, because there are so many other artificial intelligence apps that just to ban ChatGPT would not achieve the purpose for which people might want to ban ChatGPT. People would simply use another one. There were Toastmasters from Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia, Singapore, Australia, and me from Ireland. I think I've covered them all. And the format was that the proposers of the motion had one speaker who was given 5 minutes. The opposing team had a speaker who had 5 minutes. The proposers had a second speaker who had 5 minutes, and the opposition had a speaker who had 5 minutes. Then there was a short 2 minute break, and then a speaker from the opposition had 3 minutes to speak, and the last speaker was a speaker from the proposers of the motion who also had 3 minutes to speak. There was no vote at the end of the debate. The debate was purely to practice debating skills. And after the debate was over, there were two people who gave prepared speeches within the Toastmasters education program. And I volunteered to evaluate one of them. What the person was practicing in their prepared speech was the use of body language. Didn't listen much to the content of the speech, except in order to see to what extent the body language I was seeing on the screen added something to the words that I was hearing. I'm talking about this because there was something dramatic that happened during the meeting, which is confidential, and which I will never forget in my whole life. Above all, it's another example of the type of skills practice that you get at in a Toastmasters meeting. Oh, I forgot to say that there was practice of impromptu skills, impromptu speaking skills at the beginning of the meeting. It was well worth participating in. A terrific example of, as I say, what we do in Toastmasters. Certainly, I feel the research I did helped me to anticipate the arguments that the other side would put forward and consider what I would say to oppose them. Lovely way to spend an hour and a half on a Thursday when it was pouring rain all day in Cork. Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio. If you ever want to come to a Toastmasters meeting and you're thinking, oh, I need somebody to invite me, well, you don't. But if you'd like to get in touch, I'll go to the meeting with you.